A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, he ascended on high and took prisoners captive. He gave gifts to humans. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended into the lower regions of the earth? The one who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to the mature, to the extent of the full stature of Christ, so that we may no longer be infants, tossed by waves and swept along by every kind of teaching arising from human trickery, from their cunning in the interests of deceitful scheming. Rather, living the truth in love, we should grow in every way into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, with the proper functioning of each part, brings about the body's growth and builds itself up in love. The word of the Lord. I have chosen this reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians because of a couple of phrases that are so important. The one toward the end of the reading, living the truth in love, and the fact that we have received so many different gifts, such a variety of gifts, such as that make us apostles or prophets or evangelists or pastors or teachers, and that through all of this variety of giftedness, we are then equipped as a whole body for the building up of the body of Christ. What struck me about the reading and why I wanted to pull out this reading was the fact that we are all so different and we are all so gifted. And it is only when we bring our differences and our diversity and our giftedness together that we more fully reflect the meaning of the body of Christ. It says something about community. It says something about being larger than ourselves. It says a great deal about the fact that we belong to something greater than ourselves, not only in Christ, but in fact in relation to one another. And it is only in our relatedness to one another that we can actually discover and more fully experience the meaning of body of Christ. I'm thinking about the communion between the people of God, communion among members of the Order of Preachers. I've come recently from the colloquium, the International Colloquium on Preaching, that was held in St. Louis just last week. And at that colloquium, we had 60 or more preachers from more than 20 countries throughout the world, women and men, laity. We had so many varieties of people with different gifts who came together. On the first day, there was a keynote speech by the master of the order, Bruno Cadore. Second day was a keynote speech given by a Dominican sister from Germany on women in ministry and preaching. The third day was a presentation by the Dominican laity from the Philippines. And so each day focused on one branch of the family participating in the preaching. It was wonderful. And you could see this variety of gifts in every person that was present there. The master of the order, Bruno Cadore, gave a terrific keynote speech, and then he fielded questions afterwards in which he spoke of the need to let the community itself be the preaching. He stressed that so strongly, and it has stuck with me. in a very powerful way. A couple of the things that he said that particularly strike me that I'd like to share in relation to this reading are that we need each other in order to understand something about the gospel. We need each other in order to understand something about the gospel. I actually think we need each other to understand anything about the gospel. He said we need to be communities of preaching, and in order to do that, we need to be communities of encounter and communities of conversation. And he challenged all of us, the friars, the sisters, the laity, he challenged all of us to come together more in conversation so that our preaching reflects more than just our individuality, so that our preaching reflects our encounters with one another and our conversations with one another. He talked about the need to stretch ourselves, and he said, in our study, we must leave behind our certainties about God so as to engage in dialogue with other kinds of knowledge and wisdom. That was powerful. We must leave behind our certainties about God so as to engage in dialogue with other kinds of knowledge and wisdom. That is true not only of preachers, but of everyone, all of us in our faith lives. He said that we must embrace the preaching in search of the kingdom. Now, this is so important, that leaves us open to surprises and disruptions, and directs us beyond the borders of our own worlds. In our preaching, we must be open to surprises and disruptions that direct us beyond the borders of our own worlds. And finally, when he was answering questions from the audience, and one particular question about how do you get practical about some of these things? How can we practice them more intentionally in our communities? He said we need to listen more closely to each other's experiences. We need to listen and esteem. We need to rejoice for each other instead of evaluating and judging each other. We need to avoid jealousy, and we can do that if we learn to esteem. He used the word esteem so many times, and it has rung in my ears ever since the colloquium. I think that is something that St. Paul is pointing to in his letter to the Ephesians, where he says that we have been given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. And the truth is that we've each been given a part of the Christliness that God wants the earth to experience, whether apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, whatever it is, we've been given a portion, and it is only when we bring our portions together that we represent the most full expression of Christ on the earth. I have a question as a result of this reading and as a result of the keynote by our Master General. Do we esteem one another? Do we esteem one another? It is only when we do, and when we come together in conversation, when we come together and encounter each other as sisters and brothers, only in our coming together will we discover the fullness of Christ that we were meant to be.